This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. It's been 24 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The day is being marked around town, including at the University of Houston. For more than 10 years, they've commemorated the lives lost and are holding a ceremony that's about to begin. Our Tom Perumian is there right now. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matthew. The national anthem has just concluded. The colors have been brought in. It's a very somber morning ceremony. Here at the University of Houston, a small crowd has gathered, not as big as those in the past, but certainly the hearts of the people are big enough for those that they are honoring and memorializing by this event. The main scene is dominated by a huge piece of metal from the World Trade Center, and that is what makes up the central piece of the memorial here at Student Center South. Reporting from Student Center South on the University of Houston campus, Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
All right, Tom. Governor Abbott has ordered flags fly at half staff at all state-owned buildings in honor of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk. Abbott was one of many political leaders offering condolences after Kirk's assassination in Utah yesterday. Kirk's speaking tour included a stop at Texas A&M back in April.
When I started, it seemed like a daunting generational project. And I just give all glory to God, and I'm just so humbled that I get to live to see the fruit of the last 13 years of my relentless traveling around the country and speaking to very small crowds.
The Texas A&M chapter of Turning Point USA will hold a prayer vigil for Kirk tonight at 9 o'clock. And authorities are looking into what led up to a crash in the Galleria area this morning that killed two people. A car rolled over and was heavily damaged on the